Yes. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise your Jesus. Praise your Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you for the resurrection power. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Say, I'm blessed with his righteousness. I'm blessed with his grace. I'm blessed with his mercy. I'm blessed with his love, his forgiveness, his knowledge, his wisdom, the power of his Holy Spirit. I am above and not beneath. I am the head and not the tail. And I thank you, Jesus. It's all because of you that we are free, spirit, soul, and body. And we pray and speak these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise. If you'll put up, Chris, real quickly here, John 14:26, as we were Friday. John 14:26. We're going to talk about undeveloped faith. Well, my God, he finally made it. How you doing, Mr. Van Loo? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I think come next week we should have a greater faith, because we have undeveloped faith and it has to be developed in us by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if you would, if you'd look, take a look at this. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Now, we want to look at Helper. We can't cover everything, but he helps us. He doesn't do it for us. So he helps you pray. He helps you speak the Word of God. He helps you tithe. He helps you he helps you to... in your marriage. He helps you raising your children. He's a helper. He assists us. He doesn't do it for us. So the reason for that is so that we can receive the benefits of God. So when he's helping us, we get the faith and get the victory in our thinking, the renewed mind. Amen? So he just don't move in and do things for us. He helps us. Say, the Holy Spirit's helping me. He's assisting me. Therefore, I will be victorious in all things that he helps me in Jesus' name. So we want to understand, if you'll get this in your mind and get it into your thinking, you see, you'll realize that every day he's helping us. Some people don't realize that. But if I go in to pray, he's helping me pray. Amen? If I'm nice to my wife, he's helping me. My wife's nice to the heart. He's helping her. God, the Holy Spirit's a helper. And he's helping us to walk in the supernatural things. Everybody wants to kick back and sit back and let him do everything. That's not what he's called. He's called a helper. So anytime I make an effort to move in the Word of God, to move in forgiveness or love, to move in the prayer closet, he's helping me. I'm not doing that on my own. I didn't just decide, well, I think I'm going to pray twice a day. He helps me pray twice a day. He helps me worship God. He helps me have the joy of the Lord. So he's a helper, and all those benefits, God says, can be ours if we realize that we have a helper. There's people sitting here who have had things in their life for years, and you can't get rid of it. So you just kind of walk around and say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Well, you got to let your face know. Amen? So the Holy Spirit's a helper. And one of the things he's going to help us do today and bring revelation to us is he wants us to have growing faith. Listen now, saints. He wants to develop the faith in us. It takes the Holy Spirit to develop faith. It takes the Holy Spirit to develop love. For example, the cross is the love of Jesus Christ. Amen? Once I start confessing that and he helps me get the cross into my life, I can now start walking in love. What does that mean? That means I will start operating in the fruits of the Spirit. And this is not going to happen overnight. Fruit develops, you see. He develops things in our lives. So God wants you to know that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand the cross. I'm going to have faith in the virgin birth. I can't believe in the virgin birth, but the Holy Spirit's going to help me believe in the virgin birth. See, I don't have any struggles with the Word of God. Some people do. I don't believe, you see, I'm going to have faith and believe in the resurrection power, the shedding of His blood, the forgiveness of His sins. I'm washed in His blood. Amen? His death. I'm going to believe by faith, Holy Spirit helping me, that I died with Christ. In Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, not I, but Christ lives in me. Now in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and died for me. So I went through a death. But I may not be able to believe that, but the Holy Spirit will help me to receive the faith to believe that. And the more He develops faith in you, you see, the more, for example, Andrew Womack over here is building a deal up in Woodman Park for $50 million. He could not have done that 20 years ago. But his faith has been developed to be able to believe God, to be able to open that college up there, I guess in a year or 2 years, whatever it's going to be. And it's unbelievable. But his faith wasn't always there. It was developed in him. Catherine Kuhlman used to stand on a cardboard box and preach to chickens. Now, can you imagine standing up there saying, preaching about salvation and Jesus is Lord, and the only problem you have is just walking around pecking? Because God had to develop faith in her so that she as a woman back then was rejected by the church. But she was heavily anointed because some men didn't answer the call. God called her. And she started in the chicken, preaching the chickens. God wants you to understand that faith is undeveloped in us right now. Each one of us have a different place where it's developed because we put the effort forward. You see, if I'm going to pray in tongues, I'm going to build up my most holy faith. The Holy Spirit's going to help me do that. If I'm going to speak the Word of God, if I'm going to go to church, if I'm going to tithe, whatever I'm doing on a daily basis, you're not doing that on your own. Because God is spiritual. His Word is spiritual, you see. And it's not up. Your flesh does not want to obey the Spirit. Oh, we all say, oh, yeah, whenever the Spirit says to me, He's talking to you all the time. He's trying to develop faith in you all the time. And so in Romans 12, it talks about a measure of faith, but that measure of faith has to be developed. So everybody here right now, if you're just at the measure of faith, you have enough faith to serve God. Because in Romans 12, it talks about if you're an eye, you have the faith. If you're a foot, you have the faith, you see, to serve God. So the Holy Spirit is our helper. He doesn't do it for us. He helps us to get the things from God. The promises of Jesus Christ are yes, yes. Your mind cannot get those promises developed. It takes the help of the Holy Spirit. It takes the anointing to break away your flesh because your mind is enmity against God. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, now say number two. Matthew 8, if you'll turn there, Chris. Matthew 8, we're going to go 23 to 26. Oh, hallelujah. Are you there? 23 to 26. Now, when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Keep on going, Chris. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea. Have you ever had a great storm come against your life? See, God wants us to learn how to have a faith that's developed to handle these storms. He wants to teach us how to build upon the rock, not upon the sand. If it's on the sand, you're going down when problems come. But anyway, tempest arose on the sea so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. See, Jesus sleeps through storms. We get fear. We get all bent out of shape when a storm is against our lives and so on and so forth. Keep on going, 26. But he said to them, why are you fearful, you of little faith? So there is little faith, but it's going to be developing faith. See, everybody thinks because you have a measure of faith, you can do everything. You can do miracles and so on and so forth. No, faith has to be developed in you. The Holy Spirit helps you how to develop that faith. And what does he do? He takes us through trials and testings. That's how he develops that faith. You know what the problem today in the world today is? And we'll continue that. The problem is, I get a television. And by the way, back when me and Betty were young, there was no television. I think when we were 21, the first TV, we got our first TV. They were out sometime. So we got our first TV. But the point I'm trying to make today is, you get a television, you don't know how it works, you have this little remote, and you know how to say put on and off and the channels. You don't know how it works. You see, I think we take that over into the scriptures, and because Jesus has done everything, we try to do things, and the Spirit of God has not helped us develop faith in our lives. And so all of us sometimes become fools before God. You have little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. See, we should be able to speak to mountains, speak to problems, speak to disease, if the Holy Spirit is helping us develop that faith. If it doesn't happen right away, he needs to develop more faith in you, you see? But you can get to the point where you can do the same thing as Christ does. If you hang in there with God, if you let him help you on a daily basis, if you have him, let him help you pray and believe in the word of God and speak the virgin birth and speak the resurrection, speak the blood covenant, speak the grace, speak the righteousness. You see, get that into us. Look in the mirror and really love what you're seeing. See, you can't love other people if you don't love yourself. Amen? Hallelujah. 27. So the men marveled, saying, who can this be that can even the winds obey the sea and obey him? Is that as far as I told you to go? No, 26 I did, didn't I? 23, 26. Well, there's little faith there in God, the Holy Spirit, is going to develop that faith. We all have certain amount of faith. We have a measure of faith. But that measure of faith is not enough to believe in all the things that God talks about in Scripture. So he's going to help us develop that faith. Amen? He's our helper. You're not going to do it on yourself or by yourself. He's going to help you. So I've been in ministry over 35 years now. He's helped me. I don't take no credit. I didn't do it because I just gritted my teeth and put my feet on the floor. No, he's helped me all these weeks and months and years. And there has been many testings, many trials in many different areas. So God wants you to understand that he'll help you. Your faith won't be developed if the Holy Spirit don't help you. They could not rebuke the storm. What they get into is fear. They had little faith. It had to be developed some more. That's the reason why he never sent the apostles out, until they had about 3 years under him and faith was developed. Then God, Jesus could trust them with, and he sent them out to heal and cast out demons and so on and so forth. But they didn't just do it right away. So if you're speaking the mountains and speaking the things that's not moving, all that is God's telling you, you need to have your faith developed. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, my faith is being developed on a daily basis by the power of the Holy Spirit. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so the more we lean on him, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. And the more we expect every day when we get out of bed, you see, for the Holy Spirit to help you through that day. And you've got to spend time with God. You've got to spend time praying in tongues. That's building up your faith. You've got to spend time reading the Word of God. And you've got to let him take you through trials and testings. Don't be like them and get in fear. Every time something happens in our lives, most Christians come unglued. I can't believe that. I go to church, I tithe. This ain't supposed to be happening. Yes, it is. You're supposed to come up against storms and different things in your life. And see, I didn't get rid of multiple sclerosis in my life until faith was developed in me. Are you listening? Took me 7 years to walk out of MS because faith had to be developed in me. It had to grow in me. I had to come in agreement with God. I had to make sure my mind was being renewed, so my mind is enmity against God. All it wanted to do is complain about God. Complain about this one. Complain about that one. See, you got to change that stinking thinking. You got to change the way you speak. And only you can only do it by the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So there's a natural way of doing things and a supernatural way of doing things. And the Holy Spirit is the one that helps you to do it supernaturally. So we've been married 56 years. The Holy Spirit helped us to work at Scripture. Help me to do what the husband's supposed to do. Help her to do what the wife is supposed to do. You understand? So I take no credit for life at all. He's allowed me to be a steward over that stuff. But I have, you know how many times I've wanted to quit? That's just the way it is. See, we're not telling the truth. You will go through trials and testing. Some people will want to quit just coming to church. Do you know one time I quit a church because the pipes froze and the people would go up across the street to the motel to go to the bathroom? By the time they got back, I was all done. And no one can go alone. I take four. You want to come with me? So four or five would go up there, and I'd wind up, there's maybe only 10 there, so I'd wind up speaking to five. And so I got sick of it, and I quit. Do you know how long it took me to get over that quitting attitude? The enemy was always telling me, chuck it, quit it, don't. But the Holy Spirit helped me. You know why? I kept in the Word of God. I kept praying. Although I sometimes would read and I wouldn't even know what I was reading, but I was putting that effort forward. You see, when I step towards God, you see, I draw near to Jesus, he draws near to me, I resist the devil and he flees. Amen? Hallelujah. So they had little faith and they couldn't handle that storm. So Jesus said, oh, you have little faith. So you're not going to handle a storm with little faith. You got to have faith that grows. You know, I told Jeff, I said, one of the things you got going for you, you're faithful. Faithfulness will produce faith. Whatever if you're faithful to marriage, to church, whatever you call it, if you're faithful, it'll produce faith over a period of time. And it goes from individual to individual because each individual is different. So I tell Jeff, he has always been faithful to this ministry. I have never had to be worried or concerned about anything. He's always been faithful. He takes care of everything for me. Whatever I ask him to do, he does it. And I don't have to worry whether it's being done or not being done. He's faithful. The only problem he has struggling with is reading the Word of God, and he don't want to do anything unless he understands. Well, that's not faith. See, faith is just preaching what the Word of God says. Are you listening? I'm going to use Joseph and Penny here, just for a minute. They're in some kind of business. I don't know what it is, but they're in a business. It'd be very easy for them to walk in faith because of all the things they put into their business and it becomes successful, they know it takes that, you see. So for them to swing from the natural success to a supernatural success, it would be very easy for them to. I don't know if they know that or not, but it's very easy. Hallelujah. See, we get technology, see, and just because I got a remote, I think I can do that with God. Even though he's provided everything, your faith has still got to grow. You still got to be mentored by the Holy Spirit. And one of the things he does, the enemy, he gets you to quit, give up. Don't do it. You ain't got to go over that. You don't have to do that. I know it. See, we pick and choose how we want to walk with God. And there's only one way of walking with God, and that's by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. Period. Hallelujah. Amen? Are you there? Praise God. The cause of doubt. There's several things that causes doubt. Holy Spirit's going to develop our faith now, but there's always doubt that we're going to struggle with. Doubt. Satan, unbelief, worldly wisdom, in other words, running your life by worldly wisdom, spiritual instability, and double-minded. Those are the things that cause doubt. double-minded, worldly wisdom. I'm going to do things according to how the world teaches me as far as God's concerned. Show up when I want to, don't have to. Broncos are playing today, think I'll stay home. Put some hot dogs on, hon, and we'll just kick back and get fat. So that's what causes doubt. Satan, unbelief, worldly wisdom, spiritual instability, and double-minded. See, we're all right in our own eyes, but we may not be right in God's eyes. We don't like to hear that, do we? Well, you're going to hear it anyway. I have to hear it. Hallelujah. If you would, Chris, Matthew 17, 14 to 20. Verse 14. And when they had come to the multitude, you see, Jesus didn't have to have developing faith. He's the author and finisher of our faith. So every time the Holy Spirit can get us to do things according to Jesus, you see, it's going to be developing faith. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the waters. I'm just going to read on down through. So verse 16, so I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Very interesting. And Jesus is going to give an answer to this. Verse 17. And then Jesus said, O faithless, perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you and bring him here to me? And Jesus rebuked the demon. It came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why couldn't we do that? Have you ever wondered why things don't happen in your life? It's undeveloped faith. Jesus answers them this way here. He didn't say they didn't have faith, but listen to what he says here. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, we named that as one of the things that are doubt, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, they didn't even have that much faith. If you have faith as a mustard seed, he says, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. But they didn't have that much faith. You know why? It hadn't been developed yet. They had faith, but they didn't have a developing faith. Are you listening? If you have that much. They didn't have that much. Now, a mustard seed, someone brought me a mustard seed one time, and I had it in the back of, in front of my Bible for a long, long time. It's a very small thing. See, if you own a farm, if you don't put no seed in the ground, nothing's going to come up. Amen? So the Word of God is seed that we plant into our lives. And so the Word is speaking here, which is Jesus, and he's saying, this is the reason why you couldn't do it, because of your unbelief. Well, we all want to cast out demons and raise the dead and open blind eyes. But if you don't have developing faith by the Holy Spirit, if you haven't been through some things, if you haven't been taught by the Holy Spirit, guess what? The demon will sit there and laugh at you. The multiple sclerosis will sit there and laugh at you. Cancer will sit there and laugh at you. So what is it? Well, everybody that I've studied has been in ministry and got developing faith over a period of many years. It didn't happen yesterday. See, we got the devil after us all the time. Oh, quit. Don't pay attention to that guy. See, I have to keep on praying for people. Do you realize how many people I must, and I haven't even counted, didn't mark it down, that I prayed for over 35 years? And how the word of knowledge and wisdom flows? And how some people put it in the closet. Some people put it on a shelf. Some people say, that's nice. the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us on a daily basis. But we want to dictate what he says. In other words, I got an armored car backing up to my garage full of money. Oh, I agree with that. Oh, I like that. Jesus said, seek ye the kingdom first. I'll add them things to you. But that's my problem. Let me add it to you. You just seek the kingdom. Learn how to walk with me, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Learn how to let the Holy Spirit teach you and counsel you and help you on your journey. Because the journey is not going to be favorable at times. It's not going to be happy for a journey. I've had all kinds of attacks on my body. All kinds of attacks on the finances. You know, let me tell you something. Me and Betty, before 12 closes out, have already received $10,800. And someone came in and put a tremendous blessing. We don't even know who it is. Been here one time into the church. And that makes you sit down and scratch your head. Well, why did you bring that in, God? I'm talking about just last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And a tremendous amount of money. And I'm going, I wonder how God convinces people to do that. I mean, he has trouble getting people to tithe. A lot of people give him tips. I want to give a buck, but I want $1,000 back. Well, next Sunday, we're going to have the golden anointing oil service, and we're going to talk about money. We do it once a year, and we pray for everybody's finances. But you're going to hear the truth. If you're not a tither, don't expect anything from God. That does not mean that you can't be successful in business or working. Have you ever noticed the government, they're up there miles trying to find life, and they're down here on earth killing life? Ain't that strange? I don't know if they're trying to find little green men with five eyes or something, but they're up there trying to find life, and they're down here killing babies. Ain't that something? And they want us to accept that. If they run into anything up there, it's going to be the devil. Hallelujah. Because of your lack of faith, unbelief. For surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, but they didn't have it. You know why? It takes time to develop that. It takes time. You may say, oh, I can believe for blind eyes. I can believe for miracles. Well, how come it doesn't happen? Because you don't have that faith. It has to be developed in us. We have to die to self. We have to put on the new man. And people say, well, I know somebody that prayed for somebody who had this. And God honors his word. He wasn't talking about the person that had faith. See, we don't want to draw attention to ourselves. We want to draw attention to Jesus. Amen? And the Holy Spirit helps you do that. So when something happens, I'm saying, praise you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I pray. That's the Holy Spirit helping me to put it where it belongs. See, I'm not up here. Good job, Ellery. See, I got over that a long time ago because very few people come up to this meeting and say, that was a good message. So I don't look for it. And I don't receive it. Because it's not important. I put it out there, then the Holy Ghost will help you receive and do the things you have to do. So I don't go home and lay awake at night looking at the ceiling. I wonder why Joe Blow never received it. I could care less. That's the power of the Holy Ghost is going to teach him that. Say, faithfulness will produce faith. And the helper, the Holy Spirit, will help me be faithful. First, to Jesus, his word. See, everybody says, I'm walking in love. You ain't going to walk in no love unless the cross is developed in your life by the Holy Spirit. That's God's love, the cross. See, one minute we're trying to love somebody. Love don't come through hugging. That's fleshly love. That's why I tell people, don't be hugging my wife. Don't squeeze the shaman. Go get a dog. Hug a tree. You got a problem? Go talk to Jesus. It's about time someone rose up.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah.
Hallelujah. So you want to, that's the key, faithfulness. Me and my wife have been faithful to this ministry for 30 some odd years. I keep saying five, but I've been saying that for 5 years. Do you know how many times we went through? I'll tell you a little story. I told this Friday. Now, don't get bent out of shape. There's only one way of explaining this. I had a church that was all full of mental people. And we all have a little bit of mental. We're all tweaked a little bit, you know. This pastor died and he turned the church over to me. And I was down there ministering. They're all mental people. Well, during the week, I was down there 5 days a week also. And so I had a lady come to me and said, would you pray for me? And I said, what's the problem? She said, I keep passing gas. I said, really? Now, you got to have the Holy Ghost help you to pray for something like this. Your flesh wants to say, get out of here. I laid hands on her, and she sounded like a Volkswagen trying to start up. That's a true story. I've had all kinds of experiences. I had a guy who flies for Eastern Airlines. He asked, he said, I got a word for you, Pastor. Can I come down? I knew I never should have said yes. This is a month ago or so. Been here one time. He comes in the office, and I said, Jeff, you stay in here. So I had Jeff sit in there because I wanted him to hear some of the things I hear. So the guy said, I had a dream last night. And I said, is this God? Oh, yeah. Where's your wife? She don't believe in what I'm doing. I said, uh-huh, here we go. He said, I dreamt that you was a gang leader, and them people out there, the gang. You people. So we're all hoodlums. I said, who the hell do you think you are coming to my office and talking to me that way? I climbed all over him. He said, can I come back to church? I said, you ought to step out of line. I'm going to have you thrown out of the church. This is not God. Your wife don't even believe in what you're doing. Guess what? That's the devil speaking from you. Because what you're doing, you're calling the church, the body of Christ, crooks, hoodlums, gangsters. See, he's been flying too long and too high. The elevator don't go to the top no more. There's something wrong. And man, that's the second pilot that I run into. They're not exciting people. That's what he said to me. And he went on to say a bunch of other stuff. He said, can you get some help? To me. He said, and I don't mean from your wife. I said, who do you suggest? Oh, you need some help because you're a gangster and you're leading the gang down the wrong trail. I said, really? Have baked. I said, you need to get back in the furnace. Jeff heard the whole thing, man. And we meet a lot of strange people. Anytime they say, come on down, I got a word, you go, oh, boy. Now, there's some people that hear from God, and it's a good thing, it's a blessing and everything else. This guy was hearing from the devil. I kept telling him that. I said, you'll listen to the devil. So I said, he was going to another church, Church for All Nations. He went up there. I said, what do you think about that? Oh, it's all devil. Oh, this is gangsters. They're all devil. What else? Anything else? Oh, yeah, and he talked to you. I said, you ain't got a good word for anybody. And I often wonder why God lets me, you know, let them people come and talk to me. I guess to see if I'm walking in love. I mean, I have a little baseball bat in my drawer. It's a true story. I wanted to knock him side the head. And I was, we walk in love. He's over there criticizing. I want to put another hole in his head so he'd have three eyes in, but I didn't. I was nice. Hallelujah. Say it's impossible. Impossible, please God, without faith. 11:6, put that up there. Hebrews, Chris, please. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. I want to be pleasing to God. I don't want little faith. I want growing faith. I want the Holy Spirit to teach me how to walk by faith. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. See, we have trouble believing that he is. We have trouble believing in the virgin birth. We have trouble. Oh, we say we believe in a lot of things. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Don't you want to get your reward? It's going to take faith. It's going to take faith developed by the Holy Spirit. You know what the reward is? More of Jesus. More of the anointing. The Holy Ghost coming upon you. Where you can be truly a blessing to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by letting the anointing come upon you, setting your oppressed the captives free. Amen? Open the blind eyes. Everything must be developed in our lives. And the helper, the Holy Spirit, is the one that helps you, is the one that helps me. So this week coming, Monday, just try to sit back for a minute and see the things he brought you through. That particular day that was supposed to be a bad time against you, but all of a sudden you got grace. Think about it. Think about the meals you're sitting down to eat and how you are blessed. Think about the freedom you have to go in your prayer room and pray in tongues with his help. See, a lot of people say, the Holy Spirit helps you pray. He prays on our behalf according to God's will. Your will, if you're not careful, will become in bondage to your flesh. So when you will to do something, and if it's been in bondage to your flesh, you won't do what God wants you to do. So I want my will to become God's will. So I'm going to be taught by the Holy Spirit to be obedient to the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. You ain't got an appointment or something, have you? Two people answered. Is everybody here awake? Praise God. See, you should be like leeches drawing the anointing out of me. You know that? Ain't that right, Jay? My God. Yeah. I'm going back with Marilyn, man, and preach the chickens. All they do is walk around peck. I can imagine them chickens thinking, oh, there's another human being. Look at him, look at him. Hallelujah. Mark 16. Mark 16. Say Mark. People can't even talk right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say I'm going to be bold. For Jesus this week. Because I know that the presence of the Holy Spirit is going to help me conquer every storm, every disease and sickness. For the glory of Jesus, I shall become the head and not the tail. I shall walk above and not beneath. The devil is under my feet, and I'm a winner. Have you ever heard Jesus say, "Hey, Peter, get any aspirin?"
No.
Hallelujah. Okay. What did I say? Mark 16, starting at verse 17. Hallelujah. And these signs will follow those who believe. Now, according to us, we all believe. The authority, he says, in my name they will cast out demons. First, you've got to have faith in his name. You've got to believe in his name. You got to learn when you open your automobile in the morning, you open the door in the name of Jesus. You start the engine in the name of Jesus. You get out of bed in the name of Jesus. You eat your breakfast in the name of Jesus. Get in the habit of speaking the name of Jesus. That's your authority. That excites the Holy Spirit in you. My name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Jesus didn't speak in tongues, but he was encouraging to speak in tongues. Amen? They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Can you imagine Christians today playing with snakes and trying to drink poison to prove God? My God. If that was the case in every church down at, the whole church would be dead. So now after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, verse 19. Sat down at the right hand of God, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. That would be the Holy Spirit working with us. Confirming the word. You got to speak the word of God. You got to let the Holy Spirit anoint the word of God in your life. Amen? These signs will follow those who believe. My mother gave me a Bible. It was printed in 1866. About that big. She died when she was 92. And I was in my office the other day praying, and all of a sudden I reached over and picked up this little thing and opened it up, and some pictures of her fell out. I didn't even know they were in there. And the first thing I looked for was Mark 16. I want to know if somebody had been changing things. And there it was. In the front of the little Bible about this big, it said, make sure these scriptures are read in the church. You preach the word of God in church today and everybody leaves. Because we came to get something from God. God's a Santa Claus, and I want some money. How come you never preach on money? Because you don't ever all tithe. How are you going to get Abraham's blessings through Jesus Christ if you don't tithe? I can't afford to tithe. You can't afford not to. Where do you think the church got the blessings that came in a couple weeks ago? Me and my wife, I got a $10,000 blessing, an $800 blessing. And 12 ain't over yet. Can you use 10 grand? See, it should flow down from the head. Me and my wife have been financially blessed. The landlord raised it 4%. Now we're up to $6,800 a month. Never been late. Never missed it. All because of you precious people. Because you know what I said. If the money don't come in, nail goes in the door. I'm not standing up here begging. God didn't create me to be a beggar. He created me to walk in his footprints. To be led by his spirit. To walk in his glory. To let the mind of Christ be in me. So I no longer am walking in the flesh. I no longer am led by Elry. I'm a dead man walking. Praise God. Say, I'm a dead man walking. And I'm a dead woman walking. See, some of you women say, he ain't dead by me. A dead woman walking also. We all got to die. And that's when it hurts. God gets you to do things you don't like to do. To speak to somebody you don't like who spit all over you. When God was developing me, and I ain't arrived yet, when God was developing me, I always had people I didn't want to be around. I was praying for a guy one time that smoked pot. And I said, "You have a tobacco problem?" "Oh, no. I was getting high from his clothes." God said to me, "I want you to go to Manitou Springs, and I want you to start preaching up there." And so at the time, I was preaching in three or four houses in the Springs, and so I went up there, and the people didn't dare to go up there. That's the home ground of the devil. And I was preaching, man, to all kinds of teens up there. And I'm talking about, there was windows, great big windows like this, only they didn't have these things in them. And they'd peek in the window because they said that's a truly an evangelist in there. And I'd bring them in there, and they'd accept Jesus, and I'd call the Lyndon and people would call the parents and get them back. You remember that, Lyndon? They came in with these artificial snakes around their necks. Man, some of them, man, were so high. I thought I was going to have to get a ladder to minister to them. But they're all teens. I went up there, took that assignment, and was bold and went up there and preached. I had one buddy that drove up there. Beautiful day, he drove into the parking lot, and the top of the tree broke off. He got in his car and drove off and never came back. The devil's up there. Oh, really? So me and my little wife drove the Manitou. Went in there, man. There ain't no demons bothering us. See, God's going to give you assignments to see how much faith you have, how much you really believe in Him. It may be for the person next door, the neighborhood, or something like that. Well, you can't shove it down their throat. You better get bold and speak out by Jesus. The time is coming. And when you stand before Jesus, He's going to say, "Why didn't you say that?" You see this watch? Everybody thinks it's a Rolex. It's a Citizen. You know, I bought it. I had another watch I had to send off to be fixed. I was reading this advertisement where it's solar. You never have to touch it. No batteries, no nothing. I said, "Gee, I'd like to have one of them." I'm sick of turning the date every month, you know, when there's 31 days, 30 days. I'm sick of this. See, the sun, S-U-N, takes care of this. S-O-N takes care of us. And we don't have to do anything but just follow the Holy Ghost. Just be faithful to the Word of God. Everything's been done. We need to get bold. We need to have our faith challenged by the Holy Spirit. He will help us on a daily basis. See, I don't like to be inconvenient, and God has always caused me to be inconvenient. Until I died to it. That's why I bought this watch. I don't want to be turning the numbers. I don't want to be setting the time. I don't want to. Can you imagine that? See, I have my little tweaks too. Say I'm a good person. God loves me. So God says I'm going to develop your faith this week. I'm going to get you to get a phone call, a chance to minister, a chance to praise, intercede. All of that will be done by the whole power of the Holy Spirit. God can keep you busy 7 days a week. Amen? Ain't that right, Joseph? These couple back here named Joseph and Mary. Can you imagine that? No, it's a true story. That's neat, isn't it? Hallelujah. Well, Say I'm going to receive developing faith. That's the way it is, saints. That's just the way it is. If you think you just want to get in there and get your feet wet and do all kinds of things and everything's going to happen because you say it, huh? I'm just telling you the truth. You can leave here and say, I can speak to the mountain. Well, go out and speak to it. I'm not telling you got to believe this. The Word of God says this. Mountains are things in your life. What are you not willing to give to God? You're blood bought. You belong to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, oh, by the way, Randall and Leslie are sick. The flu. They've been with this ministry 9 years, and they're great people. And so when you pray, remember them in your prayers, Randall and Leslie. Is anybody else struggling that they know somebody that's struggling in that area? Hallelujah. They try to come on you, but you rebuke it. Go get it, glory. In the name of Jesus, that's right. Listen, I talk to my body all the time. People say, I ain't talking the mountain, I ain't talking the car, I ain't talking the job, I ain't talking to my fire. Then don't. Let them have authority over you. We got to learn to talk to things. Tell the devil, shut up, you can't talk to me. Tell the principalities and powers. See, Jesus has given us all that. Why am I cussing? Because the devil's got you cussing. If the flesh cannot express itself any other way but cussing, you ought to tell the flesh to shut up. Let the Word speak through you. Cussing's not good for your health. It'll bring a curse on you. I don't know why I said that. God just put it in my mind. People looking at me. I am out to lunch. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's one here that says, I surrender all. Well, let me see, Jeff. Wait a minute. Go 5 in the black, Terry, please. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you blessed so far? Yes. Hey, praise God. I know I am. I preach myself happy, so I'm all set. Hallelujah. Just kind of close your eyes and worship the Lord.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. You deserve the glory. Worship.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What's your name back here? Right there? Uh-huh. Jane? Is this your first time here, Jane? God is going to change some things in your life. There has been great struggles within yourself about many different things, life in general, and plus some family things and some other things. God is going to anoint you, and he's going to, because the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage. That doesn't mean you're not anointed now, but the Holy Spirit is going to work with you, and he's going to help you free yourself from those emotions that tie you up. I can see ropes around you right now being broken off, untied by two hands of angels, and they're loosing you from some things that you should have been loosed a long time ago, but you've come here today expecting, and God says, my daughter, Jane, you shall be free. Tomorrow morning when you get up, you're going to think different, you're going to feel differently, and the waking of the Holy Spirit is going to do some things in your life. God says your prayer time is going to increase. God says your joy is going to increase, and God says the anointing on your life is going to increase, because God says that's the kind of God I am. Because you've turned your heart to me, but you've been troubled over troubled waters, the waters are now still and very peaceful, and the peace of God's going to rise up in you and cause your mind to be quiet and cause your emotions to be quiet, because God says that's my love towards you, and you shall receive it, because God said he's spoken it today, and grace is on your side and with you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is she Barbara? Let me tell you something, dear. There's some things that have been in you for a long, long time. And God's love is going to teach you how to remove it. You're going to have desires tomorrow morning from Scripture, from God, that you never had before. And God's going to help you go into those desires, because in those desires, God's going to have blessings for you. But sometimes we don't desire things, but God says by his Spirit, he's going to help you to desire things. It's going to come from God. And when you respond to it, it's going to change things of yesterday. You're going to be a woman of today, and you're going to be brand new, and the desires is going to cause an increase of God in your life like never before. You've never had these desires before, but you're going to start having these desires, and it's going to change your life. It's going to change your relationship with Bud. New things things are going to happen because God has got great plans for your life, but it must come from His desires. And His Spirit is going to help you have those desires and help you accomplish those desires. Happiness is coming your way, my dear. Freedom in your body is coming your way. Sickness is leaving your body because He says He is resurrected and He has caused you to receive the love today by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to be a woman free, spirit, soul, and body, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody who's been waiting for something. It's just on the other side of the door. What door? The door that said that Jesus said, I open, no man closes. All you got to do is be bold and step into it. You see, a lot of people are right in their own eyes and they're being led by their flesh. But the Holy Spirit this week is going to get people to step through a door. There's blessings coming your way, blessings coming your way, blessings coming your way, because God is a blessing. So we need to start counting our blessings in the morning, every morning. Amen? Hallelujah. There's a discouragement, a spirit has come upon you, Joseph. And it's got you discouraged in some areas. And God's going to awaken you by the Holy Spirit. And you're going to learn how to walk out of it. Yes, it's tied you down. It's kept you held. And you don't seem to be able to get anywhere where God's telling you to go. But that's broken off from you today. And God says new beginnings are starting in your life by my Spirit. You're going to be a man that's free. Your tongue's going to be loose for me. The anointing is going to flow out of you. You're going to start seeing colors like you never saw before because of God's presence is going to be around you and your wife like never before. But you must listen to what the Spirit is saying. Do not decide from your flesh, but let the Holy Spirit teach you what all this means to Him. And when you do it according to Him, the glory of God's going to fall upon you. There's going to be new directions in the both of your lives, but you're going to come into agreement, the both of you, in some areas that you haven't agreed. The enemy's tried to drive a wedge in between you, but God says you've been freed from that wedge, and you'll rise up and be two people who walk together and agree together for my glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, if anybody needs prayer for anything, then come up here right now, quickly. Anybody needs prayer, come up here. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, God is good, right?
All the time.
Hallelujah. Kind of spread down a little bit so other people can just kind of close your eyes. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you bring glory to Jesus today. I ask the cloud, I ask the presence of you, Lord Jesus, be upon these people. I ask the anointing of the Holy Spirit to help me and teach, to strengthen me, to build faith into me so these people can receive the blessings. And on top of that, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that they have growing faith now. They have a revelation of that. They have a revelation that you are always with them, Holy Spirit, being the temple of the Holy Spirit, that they'll guide them this week. They're going to recognize changes in their life, changes in their relationships, changes in their finances, because you're a great God. You're a good God. And we thank you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's qualified for us from all that. And the Holy Spirit is going to bring it to pass. He's going to take from Jesus and give to us. He's going to remind us of everything Jesus said. And we're going to allow that to come into our beings and into our thinking. And we're going to become obedient to it. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for the wonderful glory and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Not only today in this place, but in their homes, in their marriages, in their children. In the blessed holy name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, as I'm looking with my eyes closed, I can see a great light. It's about the size of a half a dollar. Bright, bright, bright light. Bright white shining on you. Maybe you haven't felt, maybe you haven't received the manifestation, but God says it's shining on you. All you got to do is let the Holy Spirit help you to develop that faith in you, to believe that what I'm saying by the power of the Holy Spirit is truly God. And it's going to change things in your thinking. It's going to change things in your thinking. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. I command every bit of pain, Lord, anything in his body, Lord, that's foreign, I command it to be loose from him right now in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. The presence and power of the Holy Spirit upon her, Lord. Father God, I thank you. Everything is broken. Oh, we thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you that our God is supplying her need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Right now, greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world. I speak by faith, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can actually see a dove over your head. A dove over your head, my dear. God is doing things in your life. God is bringing great relief and great peace into your life. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ah, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. A man of God that's freed by the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him now in Jesus. Hi. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when Jesus was praying over Lazarus, he came out of the grave, and he said to the people there, loose him from the grave clothes. Yes. Right now, Father God, I loose her from the grave clothes, Lord. I loose her and free her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I loose and free her right now. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In 13, the joy is going to increase more in your life. And God's going to make opportunities to open doors for you to dance before the Lord like never before. You have done this, and we know that doors, but he's going to open some doors for you because your heart is what brings this anointing of the Spirit of God, and it's released into the the body of Christ. So God said he's going to do this in 13. So God says, listen for phone calls. Listen for what people are saying because God's going to open some doors. Father God, in the blessed name of Jesus, Lord, let her heart continue to have the joy, Lord, the dancing before you. Let it bring the anointing and power from heaven down onto the body of Christ, Lord. Let people come to her and say, when you was dancing, when you was praising the Lord, I got healed in my back. I got healed in my mind. And I thank you, Lord, you're going to cause heaven to come down through your heart that is right with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. New beginnings, new things are happening in your life in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the blessings of the Holy Spirit upon her, Lord. I thank you in the 13, Lord. Finances are going to turn around. You're going to bring a man into her life, Lord, a man of God, Lord, a man that loves Gloria, Lord, not himself, not money, but Gloria, and one who works, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the blessings are showered upon you right now. The impartation and oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. God says, my daughter, there's great rumblings going on in you, and you don't know quite how to handle things about some things in life. God is going to start working with you with a love like you've never felt before from the power of the Holy Spirit. God is going to show you, not condemn. He's going to start showing you some things. And you're going to desire to be obedient to what he is showing you. And as you head towards the obedience, the Spirit of God's going to come upon you. And he's going to bring life and freedom into your life. God says, my daughter, I have waited and longed for the day that you'd rise up and step towards me and leave everything else behind and come to me and to see a woman of God changed before my eyes by my power for my glory. It shall happen. It shall happen. Be not discouraged. Be not oppressed or depressed. Do not allow your mind to take you back in yesterday, but allow the Word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, to take you in today into new beginnings that God is planning for your life. For you have opened your heart to desire to learn more of me. But God says the world sometimes chokes me out of you. And so I am going to cause the grace to come upon you that you will surely believe and receive the things that are being said today. And you'll stand up before me, saith the Lord, free, spirit, soul, and body. And you'll experience my love like you never have before. We have nobody that will bring condemnation upon you, but I will bring abundance of my life because of your heart for me, saith the Lord. Father God, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for this woman of God, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch David right now, Lord. Oh, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the peace of God. New beginnings. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father God, in Jesus' holy name, highly, oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, praise you. Praise you. Raise your hands, dear. Have you got Jesus in your life? Mm-hmm. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch her, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch these two right now. Oh, the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Let the glory cloud fall upon these two, Lord. Oh, let your peace, Lord. Let the manifestation of the Abraham blessings through Jesus Christ fall upon this couple. Financial blessings, I, by faith, speak it into existence in the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let it happen, Lord, as they've turned to you, Lord. Let them receive, Lord, the promises, the blessings, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for this couple and for what you're doing in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God says, my son, there has been discouragements at times, but I have never left or forsaken you. And these discouragements must be something that you hang on yourself and being proud that you came through the testings and the trials. Because God says in 13, different things are going to happen, supernatural things in your business, in your marriage, in your own thinking. Things are going to change very quickly. So God says it's almost like buckle your seat buckle, because God is going to bless. God is going to bring the anointing. There's going to be great desires. And there's going to be some wisdom, not worldly wisdom, but supernatural wisdom that rises up in you that brings answers to problems where there haven't been any answers. So God said he's going to give you the wisdom to answer those problems. And the people that you're dealing with, they'll begin to receive and see the wisdom and be willing to trust and do things with you that has been stopped right now, it seems like, but it's going to come alive, saith the Lord. It's going to come alive, saith the Lord. So Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for what I spoken to Joseph, Lord, that'll be manifested in 13, Lord, for the glory of God. We just give you praise and honor and glory. I can see something big, something big, something big, something big, because God's a big God. He's a God that put the planets up there. He's a God that opened the Red Sea. He's a God that raised Lazarus from the dead. And he's the God that made water into wine without grapes. He's the God that caused blind eyes to open, leprosy to go. He's the God that blessed Abraham, blessed Abraham, blessed Abraham. So we thank you and we praise you that blessings of Abraham will come through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. In the blessed holy name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ah, the peace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm coming back. Yeah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that the wisdom will fall upon Mark, Lord, and that he'll be able to deal with the things he has to deal with. Father God, I pray that his flesh will not enter in, Lord, but the Spirit of God shall come upon him, and he will be able to discern and say things and see things, and the love of God that will cause things to happen, that will cause his son to receive, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory for Matthew, Lord. We thank you for his wife, Lord, and we thank you for their home. We thank you this is the man of God. He's the priest of the home, and we thank you tough decisions will have to be made, but they won't be as tough and even as poisonous as some like the enemy would think it was going to put in your mind it was going to be. No, it's going to be a peace. It's going to be a peace upon you, and you're going to know because you know that that you're on the right track. So, Father God, we give you praise and honor and glory for the decisions he makes by the power of the Holy Spirit for your glory for his family. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. Father God, we lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we draw all attention to him. You are our Lord, Jesus Christ. You have supplied all our needs. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We are blessed by your blood that you shed, Lord Jesus, your death and your resurrection. We believe and release our faith in the virgin birth, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your resurrection power, Lord. And the Holy Spirit this week is going to reveal some of those resurrection powers in all of our lives, Lord, whether it be finances, whether it be in our minds or emotions, Lord, in our families, Lord. But everybody who has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying, because he's talking blessings. He's talking peace. He's talking joy. He's talking ridding your physical body of any disease or any harmful things that the enemy have made put on you. So you'll be alive with the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. And he'll cause you to realize this week, that joy will come to you, that direction and wisdom will come to you. And he's taken care of the spirit of confusion that has guided many people and broken that off from you. You will see clearly this very week in Jesus' name. So we exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus, and thank you for all the things that you have done in this service, every service in their lives, in my life. And we just give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen.